we base things only on opinions and suggestions, mm-hmm. for obvious reasons, sometimes. So, we were talking about music last week. I had a little information about music and what it does for you, but we'll get to that in a little bit, I guess. Music therapy. We've talked about music therapy and how important it is.
Right.
And if you have the Shazam app, that's great. If you've listened to our show for the past year, we always promote that. I'm going to promote it again. If you don't have the Shazam app, it's Shazam, and it's a great app. I'm not getting paid for this to tell you and share. I'm sharing with you from friend to friend, because what it is you download the music, and hopefully it will connect to things that it will unlock your things. You know, we're even aware of that you've mm-hmm. held within yourself.
So the app is, I think you said before, if you hear a song, yep. you can open up the app and then it will.
It plays a song. You just put it up in the ceiling, and Bernie, our hairdresser, mm-hmm. had shared that with me, and I love it. A lot of people listen to a lot of songs, but they really don't listen to the lyrics. And a lot of times they don't even know what the meaning is, or sometimes I just had my own words in the lyrics because I thought I heard one thing and I'm like, that's not what he's saying.
Right.
And then everyone has their own meaning to songs mm-hmm. as well, which is great. So your meaning might mean different. We've had that discussion with Peggy, our therapist, one time. Yes. We all three had a different meaning.
Or a different perspective.
Yeah, perspective of the meaning mm-hmm. of the song. So, but what is music therapy used for? It's evidence-based treatment it's music therapy. It's an evidence-based treatment that helps with a variety of disorders, also including cardiac conditions, depression, autism, substance abuse, and Alzheimer's disease. So definitely don't take that for granted. It's something that comes into your home and through the radio. Again, I love radio, old-fashioned radio, through YouTube, through everything that you listen to, but definitely take advantage of that. So again, now, if you've listened to our show, we started a year ago and wasn't sure what I was going to talk about, and I've always been intrigued with the topic of love. So we started with Greek mythology. There's four types of love. Can you name them?
Sure. If I say it correctly, storge, is that how we decided that
storge.
Was pronounced? Mm-hmm. The philia, the mm-hmm. eros, and the agape.
And agape, and one's for humanity, one's for friendship, one's for family. And today, we are going to be talking and continue our second topic of eros love. Because love is important in a balance of love. There's different types of love. So if you have all of those in your life, I think you can have a really good balance defining happiness. And what is happiness? What is joy? And I think giving, receiving, and just enjoying life at those levels of love can give you a really good balance. And if for some reason you're not getting that feeling, maybe you should reach out to a therapist, because sometimes we go through bad times. We go through a little bit of depression. We talked about this yesterday mm-hmm. in a third-party conversation, that depression, your endorphins get depleted, and you might need a licensed therapist. So right. it's okay. Today, that's very common, and
yeah,
it's okay.
It used to be kind of taboo, but these days, and it shouldn't have been, but, you know, we learn as we go, right?
That's right. Well, today we're going to be talking about Eros love. Eros love. And we welcome back Rowene. It's R-O-W-W-E-E-N. Rowene. I have to pronounce her because I was pronouncing her name wrong.
Yeah.
So, Rowene, are you on the line with us?
I am on the line with you.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be back.
Uh-huh.
My name is actually spelled R-O-E-N-E.
I know, but see, the C student and the short-term memory, I spell it that way, so I pronounce it right.
Wrong.
No, you're right. The correct spelling. Because I was spelling it wrong because I was
pronunciation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, yes, but yes. See how I spelled it? To make sure I said it right.
Yes. That's perfectly good, as long as our listeners know.
That's right.
Looking for me, they need to spell it R-O-E-N-E.
Absolutely, and we would definitely make that. And again, we welcome you. And, we had you on last week, and we were talking about Eros love. And, Rowene, you are a sexologist, right?
Yes.
So can you give everybody a brief background again, and then we'll get into our topic.
Yes. I have a master's degree in social work. I'm an LCSW, so a licensed clinical social worker, mm-hmm. psychotherapist, and then I am all but dissertation for a doctoral degree in sexology. And mm-hmm. sexology is the study of sex and how it impacts the society, the culture, and the individual
mm-hmm.
and in all its variety of forms.
In all variety. And last week, we were asking, from a psychological perspective, are there differences between men and women? And to summarize last week's show, to get all our listeners caught up now, what was your summary of last week, Trish?
Well, you tell me if I get this right, Ruine, but okay. That in relationships, communication is so important, but that men and women think differently due to the scientific makeup of their brain. So we need to find better ways to communicate, and we as women, I guess, need to stick more to the topic at hand and not bring up maybe things from 3 or 5 years ago that we still hold a grudge about.
How's that? Why can't we let go of stuff? It's really interesting.
It's the makeup of our brain.
It's the makeup of our brain. Mm-hmm. The access to all those things that happened 5 years ago.
Right. So did she get an A for that? Is that how we summed it up last week?
She does get an A for that.
Good job.
Absolutely.
Good job. Well, we wanted to mention the Eros Love because it's the passionate, healthy physical expression of arousal and love between a husband and wife. And we just wanted to, you know, how do people keep their relationships together? But I'm going to let you take it from here. If you want to have any closing statements from last week and then start on to our new question of what is one key ingredient for a lasting relationship, I'm going to let you take over.
Okay. The only thing left from last week that I want to clean up and make clear is that neither brain is better than the other. Yeah. It's not a matter of superiority. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of different and learning to speak each other's language so that we can be more in cohesive compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that women's 8-lane superhighway is better or that men's ability to focus is better. They're just different.
Mm-hmm.
And so learning and having knowledge about those helps us to communicate with one another better.
Mm-hmm.
I often tell couples when I'm working with them, is that I am not a mediator, I'm an interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have been immersed in man speak all of my life, mm-hmm. and have lived woman speak all of my life. Mm-hmm. So I've become able to see both. And I think that's what's so essential about the communication, is to be able to listen with the idea of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
When a lot of times in these conversations, people are listening with the intent to respond. And that's what causes a lot of conflict.
I can relate to that in my life. I've been trying to work on my listening skills a lot better, I will tell you that. But go ahead. No one cares about that, but I'm just saying.
Well, no, it's important. All of us have to work on our listening skills.
Yeah.
That's the second important piece to recognizing that we have different communication styles, different brain processing styles.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes the listening to understand
mm-hmm.
more important than the listening to respond.
Right. So what is one of the key ingredients, though, for a lasting relationship with, when you have couples that come in, what is like one of the number one problems? For those that are out there that are married or in a relationship, like, what is the one common denominator that you find that most couples have and that might save their relationship in their marriage and or, you know, relationship, whether they're not married or not, or mm-hmm. for all couples?
Statistically, the top three issues that people come to therapy for are money, financial disparate ideas about finances,
mm-hmm.
disparate ideas about how to raise the kids,
mm-hmm.
and sex, disparate ideas about what is sexually appropriate.
Okay.
And it doesn't, it's not necessarily gender specific. One thinks, when we think globally, a lot of times, that it's the men who always want more sex than the women. That is not necessarily the case.
Hmm.
I have seen couples that the wife wants more sex, and the husband's like, eh. Hmm. And so it's disparate ideas about frequency of sex, kinds of sex, how to and engaging in sex that has the quality of intimacy.
Can you define intimacy to everybody before you?
Yes.
Yeah, because there is a difference. Intimacy is part of that connection, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I break down the word intimacy to into me see.
Mm-hmm.
It's being vulnerable enough to let your partner see the parts of you that are messy and uncertain and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And creating a balance of EQ, emotional quotient.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in the current the society and culture that we live in, men are not necessarily taught to be emotionally savvy. They are taught to be very intelligent and very focused. And so that kind of that can create challenges on what the word intimacy actually means.
Mm-hmm.
And so intimacy is about being emotionally available and vulnerable to your partner.
Right. And in a marriage, emotional and spiritual bonding is important.
Well, and spirituality, from my perspective, is like the umbrella that all of it falls under.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely spiritual connection is important, and being able to talk about and make sure that you're similarly on a page with your spiritual growth,
mm-hmm.
and where you're going. One of the biggest challenges to any relationship is differing growth in growth patterns, the mm-hmm. willingness to be introspective and then also be connected to that which is greater, the divine as you define it, as well, and know how you can be a better person. We spend a whole lot of time looking outward.
Yes.
And not as much time looking in. And intimacy requires looking in.
Mm-hmm. And that's very good advice, because I know, you know, I think it's very important. You're judging and looking at everybody else, and really you are the problem sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to find that answer, though. You got to really have an open mind to say, hey, what's wrong with me? What's going on here? What can I do to make it better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would think. And across the board in everything, not just in that topic. But
right. Absolutely. Across the board in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have both men and women who will come in and say, I've had these, you know, five awful relationships. I'm like, okay, the thing common to all of them is you.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. When you have five, like, there's that common denominator. That's one thing in math I do know, common denominators. I look at that in everything in life. I'm like, okay, well, this, and this, and there you go. So, yeah, she picks the same guy. And sometimes I think, is it wrong to say that sometimes you have to look at your own personality to figure out what you attract? Is that safe to say, Rowene?
You do have to look at yourself. Now, this is one of our little interesting things that we humans do, is on an unconscious, let me say that our brain functions 100% of the time. It mm-hmm. is always working. We are only consciously aware of 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And it's what's in the 95% that informs all of our beliefs, our behaviors, our thoughts, our emotions, and our understanding of what we need to do to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And we create this personal book of rules to live by for survival in our unconscious by the time we're 5 years old.
Wow.
So most of us,
it's too late,
are operating
a little
on rules that we made up when we were three.
Wow.
And, you know, while three-year-olds are awfully adorable, they don't have a lot of education, wisdom, or experience with which to make decisions.
Right.
And judgments about rules. And yet we do. So what ends up happening, especially in this area of love, in Eros, is we lay down rules that either are just like our parents or completely the opposite of our parents because they didn't seem like they were safe to us.
Right.
And then, because any compensation is overcompensation, we end up getting into relationships with the parent that we had the most difficulty with.
Mm-hmm. The pattern. There's a pattern, right?
That's the pattern, yeah. Right. And that's why, you know, somebody will come in and say, I've been in 5 relationships and they've all been. And I'm like, okay, let's look at your unconscious patterning and belief systems around love. And what are you trying to work out? Because the reason we get into the relationship with the parent that was most challenging is so we can work it out differently and come to a place of equilibrium within us about it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work, okay? Mm-hmm. But that is what we often, that's the psychological motivation for a fair amount of what goes on in the relationship. And how we create compensation to work them out.
It sounds to me like if someone goes to therapy, then they're going together. But really, I would think the first step is to separate them both and to figure each other out first. I mean, if you don't figure yourself out, how can you move on, right? If someone doesn't break that one pattern or accept that this could be the problem in our relationship, right? I mean, yeah. I feel like you really need to take care. You really need to know yourself in order to repair
Absolutely.
A relationship. Mm-hmm. And people change.
Absolutely.
You change with age, and so many things change. And,
And but interesting, all that core stuff goes back to such a young age. Like, how can you start to mend that earlier? Because it just manifests itself deeper and deeper, I would guess, the older you get.
Right. Well, it's just there longer and longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the unconscious works on habits, and the more you do the habits, the deeper the groove for the habit.
Yeah.
So, yes, the earlier we can begin to look at these things and check in on ourselves about what we truly believe, what our core values are, how did our childhood impact our decisions about how the choices we've made in our lives.
Yeah, so generational patterns you have to break if they're negative in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean.
Absolutely. That's another whole area called epigenetics that we can talk about a very long time.
Yeah. Well, I have a contract till June, so I hope you're available. We have plenty of time.
We can talk about that.
That's funny.
So what is your tip? Like, or you can carry on from that too, but I also want to ask what your tip is for spicing up a long-term marriage, but I don't even know if we're on that yet. I don't think we're there yet.
We haven't got to the long-term marriage.
Maybe we haven't gone through ourselves yet.
I'm going to let you carry on. Go ahead and carry on with what we're talking about now, because I don't think we're ready for question number 3. What advice do you have for people working on themselves first? They got to be open to do that and be willing to do that.
Yes. For people who have been in a long-term relationship or are just even thinking about going in that direction, there is an excellent book whose name is Mating in Captivity.
Well, that's a nice name.
Yeah. It sounds really cheesy.
And it's by a sexologist named Esther Perel.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes into a lot of both the cultural, social, and psychological things that happen around being in long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a great starter for people who are looking to improve their relationships and learn some of the dynamics that go along with being in a long-term committed relationship, a fidelitous relationship.
Yes.
Because that's another term that we have a misnomer around, monogamy. And we use monogamy more than we use fidelitas. But monogamy actually means married or committed to one person.
And that's kind of putting the value back into this term and relationships is really what I like. I don't judge anybody for what your choices are, but putting value back into having people wonder what's going on in their marriage. I just think the value, we're losing the term, the value in this term, personally.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I could be wrong. And if you might not want a value, you know.
Well, but so what I'm wanting to discern for you and the listeners is the fact that monogamy is only, it's not about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Monogamy is about a commitment to one person to work together in life. Fidelity is the sexual component.
Okay.
And so it's determining not only do you want to have a monogamous relationship, but do you want to have a fidelitous relationship, which means you're only going to have sex with that one person that you've committed to.
Right, is there a term for both together? I mean, monogamy, I mean, that's kind of like an emotional, that to me is kind of love, when you have an emotional and, you know.
The other component.
Yeah, the other component. What do you think of, I mean, is there a term for that? Is that love?
Well, see, that's the thing. Love has so many definitions.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out.
That the two people who are involved in it, if it's two people, I mean, and polyamory is a significant, valuable lifestyle, and has a different sort of dynamic that involves. So it's up to the people who are involved in the relationship and agreeing to commit to the relationship, how they want to structure both the commitment level and the sexual level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think having that emotional level, you probably have a probability of it lasting a little longer. Is there statistics on that? When you have an emotional commitment?
Unfortunately, love isn't enough.
Yeah.
We all want the romantics, and Esther divides people into the romantics and the realists.
Mm-hmm.
And the romantics all want to believe that love is all you need. The realists want to believe love isn't necessary, security is necessary. And I believe, from my years of experience and study, that the answer lies somewhere in the middle. And that it's the communication between the parties involved and the values they bring to the relationship.
Right. The values that they bring. Yeah, because I just, like I said, I think this is so interesting because I think it's important. First of all, where can our listeners find you? If they want to save their marriage or learn more about themselves or need to talk to you and take this to another level, can you give us your information and then we'll carry on a little bit more, I think, a little bit more time. Yeah. Can you give us your information, Rowene?
Yes. I can be reached at www.rowene.net. That's my website. Or I can be reached by telephone at area code 505-847-6363. And my email address is Rowene, the numeral 1, @rowene.net.
Okay. I really appreciate that. Yeah, and for me, I mean, just to let you know, I mean, to me, intimacy, and it doesn't mean it's to me, but when we're at lunch, if we were talking, mm-hmm. I think it's really important to have an emotional connection before you go to the next level. And I just think there's value, but that's my personal thing. But mm-hmm. again, that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. But I did, there's four levels of intimacy. There's emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. Right. So I think that's important, and to put mm-hmm. in a quality of, you know, this thing called love. I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, absolutely. I yeah. totally agree.
Yeah, do you,
and I, mm-hmm. go ahead.
No, yeah, you're good. Go ahead. You're good.
I was going to say I have about two more minutes.
Okay.
So if there's anything either of you would like to have clarified or have a question about,
Trish,
I'd be happy to answer that.
Trish has one.
I just wanted to know, in your sessions, do you find that you are talking more about emotion as a sexologist, more about the emotional aspect
yes.
than the physical?
Good question.
Yes. Yes, we do. We talk about the emotional aspect because that's primarily what each partner needs to feel, that connection to feel safe. Mm-hmm. And then we move on to talking about some of the physical aspects
right.
related to sexuality.
But that starts the foundation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Emotion is definitely the foundation to a good, healthy sexual relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think I always say, like, if your marriage is getting a little stale or you're with someone it's been a long time, maybe start dating once a month, you know what I mean? Do something different. And
uh-huh.
But more importantly, really know yourself.
Mm-hmm. Work on yourself
yeah.
first.
I mean, yeah. you got to love yourself in order to love someone else and to be able to give back in different ways. So,
right, that introspective mm-hmm. piece is mm-hmm. so huge
yeah.
In our own personal growth as well as the growth of our relationship.
Yeah, because you're always blaming somebody else, but really
right.
it's like try to work on yourself and then see what they do and then take it from there. But
right.
Rowene, and it's R-O-E-N-E?
R-O-E-N-E, yeah.
I knew that.
Perfect.
I spell it my own way. But thank you so much. And then are you going to come back here next week for our series?
Sweet. I would love to.
All right. You're part of the Shrink and Wrap Show, and you have earned a keychain now because all I got to give. Three times you get a keychain on the show.
You get a keychain.
That's
all right.
Well, thank you so much, and we really
You're
appreciate
so
that. We're going to have an ongoing series. Stay tuned, listeners, here. And Rowene will be back next Thursday, same time, same place, here at Tantalk Radio on the Shrink and Wrap Show. And Rowene, thank you so much for taking the time of your day to share that information with us. And go out and get that book. You guys need to give her
right.
a call.
You are most welcome, and I look forward to next week.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And before we go on to our next guest, we're going to play a little song. You ready, Juan, for a little song, our main song? And
ready.
We won't play the whole thing, but we're going to get a little piece of it from Ed Sheeran.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark. You between.
So, and that is a song by Ed Sheeran. It's called Perfect. And I think that we want relationships, couples, you know, try to work it out. And you know, if you need, we're here to help you. We're learning too as we go along. Mm-hmm. I'm losing my voice. Can you tell?
What happened?
I think it's the pollen. I think it's the pollen outside.
Okay.
But anyway, so Ed Sheeran, we like that song because it's the value of the topics that we're talking about here. I mean, listen, it is part of life. Reproduction, human connection. They say right here that, you know, there's a lot of good benefits to relationships. But let's take a little break. We've got a wonderful guest come on here to talk about keeping a relationship together and her point of view. Her name is Ingeborg. But okay, let's take a listen to nonprofits really quick, okay, and then I'm going to go to Ingeborg.
Sure. Well, I'm going into April here. On April 11th, we have Helping Hands Happy Hour benefiting Big Brother, Big Sister at the Century Club in Tampa. Mm-hmm. April 20th, we have the Tampa Bay Heart Ball benefiting the American Heart Association, and mm-hmm, that's at the Tampa Marriott Waterside.
Nice.
April 25th, we have the 7th Annual Handbags and Happy Hour benefiting the Spring of Tampa Bay, and that's at the Seminole Hard Rock.
Yeah.
April 27th, A Night for All Children that benefits Johns Hopkins All Children Foundation, and that's at the Vinoy. And then Friday, March 29th, coming right up, there's a free event called Welcome to the Farm, and it's a kickoff party that the 13 Ugly Men do for their derby party that's on May 4th.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's free, and you get an evening with music with a DJ, dancing, drinks if you want, and just a fun little night to kick that off.
That sounds wonderful.
Off the derby.
So there's a lot of fun stuff going on.
A lot of fun stuff, and one other thing I wanted to mention really quickly. Last week I talked about camps at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to mention that the YMCA camps are also signing up right now. And so they have June 3rd through August 9th camps for swim, sports, you know, and they're fun little day camps, ages 4 to 12, and the registration's open, so go online and find your local YMCA.
I love it. Do they have adult camps?
No, we have to form those ourselves.
Maybe when the kids go back to school, then we'd have an adult camp.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for our nonprofit. And again, welcome again to the Shrink and Wrap Show. You're listening right here at Tan Talk Radio, right here in Clearwater, Florida. And our show today, and as always from the very beginning, is finding out what love and happiness is. And we started off with the Greek mythology terms, and Trish just covered agape, right?
Mm-hmm. The love giving back to the community.
Giving back to the community. So if we just do one of everything, and Eros love, we're getting ready to have a guest on here to talk about Eros love in your relationship. It's another level of love. Mm-hmm. And then Renee will talk about the philia love a little bit. So, but on the phone we have right now Ingeborg, who is going to give us some relationship tips on how to keep your relationship together. And I value her opinion. So welcome, Ingeborg. Are you there?
I'm here. Oh, it's so good to speak to you, Tracy, and to your listeners today.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that I get to talk about something that is so dear to my heart, which is intimacy. You know, with God, first and foremost, and then with our partner, whether it be our husband or our wife.
Yep.
And, you know, that encompasses so many various dimensions, you know, and we have to take a look at that, you know, and that develops over time. Sometimes people want to connect right away.
Yep.
And we have to take our time. Patience is truly a virtue in doing that.
Absolutely.
You know, like taking care of one another, being comfortable. And that takes time, even with friendship, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even my friendship with you took over years. We became closer and closer. And then I got close to you that I can share personal interactions that I had and my dreams and visions with you. And it's the same time, the same thing that we do with our partners, you know?
Right.
So I always say, like, there are keys that I look at in intimate relationship, like the physical, the emotional, and spiritual part of a relationship. Like, for instance, physical, we know that physical relationships mean so much to us because in touching, hugging, kissing, sexual, loving, intimate relationship, we have to have that. Because it makes us feel a certain way.
Yes.
And so that may look like a different way to you and me with our husbands or our partner.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, like, I love holding hands. And my husband, you know, like, in the beginning, he didn't like holding hands that much. But I would always write little notes and cards and say, oh, I love walking with you. And when I'm walking with you, I love holding your hand.
Right.
So then he did it a little bit more. But not as much as I wanted.
So I would encourage him from time to time, not push him, but encourage him. That to me is very intimate, holding hands. It's very intimate. And so over a time, he did it more and more.
Right.
That's a good tip.
No, it is, because she's teaching. He's teaching something he didn't know, and he didn't know that it mattered to her.
And gently teaching.
Yes, yeah, yes. And you're tapping into his emotional connection, which gives you quality and value in your relationship. Is that correct to say? Would you say?
Yes.
Like, I mean, I mean, you got to start there. I mean, quality, I just think, again, the value is so important for a lasting relationship. It's not always the answer, but I think that's what you're trying to tell us there. Do you have any more good tips?
Yeah, I think it's part of the answer, you know, and I think being honest with each other, try to avoid deception, you know, and forgive each other when you make mistakes, because we're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
We all have faults. And don't criticize. Don't try not to criticize your partner. And if you do, apologize immediately when you realize that you have done that. Because remember, we all have faults, you know?
Yes.
And so we don't want to be so critical. And we want to engage them in constructive conversations. We try to do that. Talk about finances. And if you haven't gotten married yet, I advise people to talk about those things before you get married. You should be on the same page, because let me tell you, that's what makes separation and divorce, and we don't want that. So you have to talk about finances first, and spirituality. You have to talk about what you believe. If you believe in God, or you believe in a different God, or you're a different denomination, you need to talk about those things, because that's going to make a big difference in how long you stay together. I'm just going to tell you, and how your marriage is going to go. And if you want to plan to have children, you know, your intimacy, it's like intimacy with God. And I always say that, you know, that God is first in our lives, and we have an intimate relationship with him by praying and reading the word and dwelling in his presence. And then that depends on how we have a relationship with our partner, really. People, some people don't believe that, but it makes a big difference. Think about this.
Yeah, and if you're on the same page.
Yes, you have to be on the same page to want the same thing. You don't have to, everything doesn't have to be exactly the same, but the most two important things is your spiritual belief.
Right.
And how you see investments, the investments that you make in each other, and the investments that you're going to make in your life, like where you're going to live, how you're going to do things, how you're going to take vacations. Who's going to pay for it? Are you going to pay together? Who makes the most money? How are you going to divide that? And that's intimacy.
Right.
Because if you don't talk about those things, you cannot be intimate. And people think it's just sexual, but it's sexual, but it's more than that. It's thinking about not to be mundane, to do different things, to incorporate these things into your life so that you stay fresh and that you trust each other. And that you grow in your emotions and in your intimacy, sexual, but also spiritual.
Yep.
I'll go back to that because that's the most important thing.
Yep. I love that. And just to validate what you're saying, I have a little comment here. It says, human touch releases oxytocin, and it's often called the love hormone. So holding hands, it actually releases oxytocin, where it is a love hormone. And it's crucial in fostering feelings of bonding and security. So just to confirm everything you just said, without even knowing I had this sheet of paper here, I'm just letting you know that's a fact. Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad that you're sharing it, because that's what Trish and I were talking about. You know, everyone's free to do what they want and do what they want behind closed doors, obviously. I'm not, and I don't judge anybody. But I do think that this is a term that is starting to lose a little of its value. And to be remembered that it is there. And I'm very sensitive about what I say, because I don't want to criticize people of their behavior in any way like that. But just trying to find the quality and value back into that. And I think everything that you just said just is really kind of summed it all up. And then I do think having a therapist like Rowan is important, because when you are together, that is a connection that you have that you don't have with other people. And monogamy does matter. Intimacy does matter. And it's part of the Eros love, as we've talked about. So do you have any closing statements? I'm running down. Are you going to come visit us on the show?
I am. I'm looking forward to that. And I want to just say in closing that, you know, the keys to intimacy. And the highest key is love.
Yes.
Because if you want to be treated well, you have to remember to treat people well, mm-hmm. and try not to criticize.
Yes.
And try to walk in love. Like, just one thing I want to mention, too, before we go.
Oh, sure.
Like, for instance, I know this is really simple, but making the bed. I would always make the bed, and I thought, man, he got out of the bed, he can't make the bed. You know, and I thought, you know, how important that is. Then I realized, you know what? I'm alive and breathing. It's a blessing that I can make the bed. Yes. Why would I complain about making the bed, even if I have to do it every day? It is a blessing. So I may not be making the bed. It may be taking out the garbage or cleaning up. Why would we complain about something that we get to do because we get another day on this earth?
That's exactly
right. So I took a different perspective to say that, guess what? You are blessed to be here today.
Yep.
So if you get to do that, it's a blessing.
I like your perspective. I was wondering if you wanted to give your number out for listeners, too.
Well, she's going to be part of
the
show. If anybody needs to contact you, we're going to have here, too. That, and that's why I wanted her perspective, because she is good. She's got quality, I mean, and everything she does. And we started off with travel. So we've got, because she travels around the world and stuff. So, but Ingeborg, thank you so much for your input on that.
And you're welcome. I love you, Tracy.
Love you, too. And thank you so much for sharing that. And let's try to get, you know, some positive. And some people need to be inspired by people like you. And some people need... It's learned behavior. Some people don't know the difference.
So it is. Mm-hmm.
It's got to start somewhere, right? Positivity and happiness can all start somewhere. So thank you so much for coming on today, especially last night. And you will come back. I will be calling you back. Tell Donna I said hi, too. We will see you soon.
All right, I will.
All right, girl.
God
see you
soon. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and so that was nice, right?
Yeah.
So we get a little bit of feedback from different people. And is Renee on the phone? Can I talk to Renee? Juan, you doing good in there? Are we driving you crazy yet?
No, we're okay. We're good.
Okay, you're on the Shrink and Wrap show here at Tan Talk Radio. So now we're down to countdown. I got Renee. She's got about 2 minutes, and then I got a closing statement. Renee.
2 minutes.
Yeah,
two minutes.
We practiced.
She's got a lot.
3 minutes. Three minutes.
Okay, and she's got a lot to say, but I want to circle back on one thing that was addressed through everything today that I listened to, and it's so good. Rowan was amazing, and of course, I love Ingeborg.
Yes.
She is amazing as well. I spent many hours getting therapy from her. LOL. I think one of the most profound things from that takeaway was you have to be equally yoked.
Yeah.
And spirituality helps you to be equally yoked if you have a spiritual connection.
Yeah.
And then I agree with you, Tracy. Emotionally, it is so important to have an emotional connection before you jump into the fire, which is the sauce, the hot sauce.
That's right. Well, I mean, I just think it's like a crock pot if you want it to last a little longer. Doesn't mean that it will, but whatever. But anyway, so what you got? Thank you for your input, Renee.
So,
that mattered too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so this week, we're going to go really quickly. I already mentioned the Gasparilla International Film Festival that's here this weekend, starting tonight at 5 o'clock.
Did you say John Travolta is going to be there? Did you say he's going to be there?
Yes, told you. He's going to be, the opening show tonight is at Stanford Theater, and it's going to be with, it's called Cash Out, and I guess I don't know, do you know Kristen Davis from Sex and the City?
I've heard of the name, yeah.
I do,
She's going to be there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know it's coming to me.
I know.
That's fun.
Yeah, you know who she is.
Yeah.
Okay, then and you can get your tickets online at gif.com if you're still interested.
Kind of cool. Are you going?
Obviously.
No, are you going?
I'm not going tonight.
Are you
I'm not going,
this weekend?
Tonight. I don't know. I haven't decided.
Okay. All right.
Decide after the show.
Okay. So what else
and
you got
I know
going?
You can't tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. So Renaissance Festival. Obviously, we talked a little bit about that last week.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of things going on. That's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. this weekend.
Fun.
Saturday and Sunday. There's 15 stages, musicians, magicians, jugglers, jousting, 100 artisans, and you can, I think there's a small price to pay. You have to for entrance.
Uh-huh. That sounds like it's kind of neat to see people juggle. That's kind of an old-fashioned thing.
I know. And jostling.
Yeah.
I know.
And then I wanted to quickly mention and give attention to what's happening in Ybor City, since we were talking about Ybor City. The Tampa Bay, the Tampa Pride Parade is going on in Ybor this Saturday.
Okay.
And it starts at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it comes down 7th Street. And then we're going to head right down to what I love, and I went to a couple of, is the Gulf Vassbar Championship. And it's very close to where you live, out by you, Trish. And it's at Innisbrook Golf Course. And you'll be able to interact with the top-ranked golfers. And then right after, what I liked was they had a concert series, and Cole Swindell will be playing there at 6:30.
Nice, Renee.
On Saturday evening. And then Busch Gardens, their regular food and wine festival is still going on.
Yeah.
So guess who's playing there this Sunday?
Who?
Sawyer Brown. Sawyer Brown Band. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then on Saturday, Talking Back Sunday, they're kind of like an anthemic group. Their sound is more anthemic.
Right.
And then on Saturday night at the Hard Rock, it's an El Dean.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And it starts, I think, at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You can go to Tampa Bay Event Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to address what holiday we're coming up on, which is Easter.
Uh-huh.
The Easter holiday is right around the corner.
So we're down to a minute.
We have the Easter Bunny Egg Hunt this Saturday at Seminole Heights. And it's from 10 to 11, 10 to 1.
Okay.
And then Sunday, March 24th, we have big one at West Chase. We're close by me. West Chase Egg Hunt. It starts at 1 p.m. at the West Chase Rec Center.
Okay.
And the Amalie Arena is having on ice.
Thank you, Renee. I'm going to close
You're
off
welcome.
The closing statement first. Thank you so much for all that information. And I just want to close with today's statement. Passion is the quickest to develop and the quickest to fade. But intimacy develops more slowly, and commitment gradually still. So this is my friend Alicia, you know, her daughter. This was their song, and it went on YouTube. And so let's take a listen to Calcum Scott and Leanna Lewis.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen. Insurance.